course of action.
My computer is the best on Earth.
Does not compute. Does not compute.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
Again, my friend, this is the Wayne Scherer Show and Being Your Destiny. I'm international speaker, author, and entrepreneur Wayne Scherer, and I am excited to have you here. Did you like that introduction? You have wonder why I might be saying that? Why? Why did I play that? Who knows what it is? Who's old enough to know? Lost in Space, right? I remember when I was a kid watching that show, and watch every episode every week. And the saying, you know, with the robots always going, danger, Will Robinson, danger, Will Robinson. And that always comes to my mind when I see people just making things harder than they have to be, creating in their minds that something is so difficult that they just have to stay on whatever course they're on until they achieve I don't know what. And that's when my arms start waving in the air and I start going, danger, Will Robinson, danger, Will Robinson. This does not compute. And of course it computes to the individual because they don't know what else to do. But if they could step out of their own body and look at the decision they're making, then they would probably be doing the same thing. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger, Will Robinson. And this came to mind to me because, you know, I went through a period of time creating a lot of training, a lot of training. And that's really what this is all about, training. Training, right? Everybody thinks they have to have an amazing amount of training in order to do anything. And there couldn't be anything more incorrect than that. And I'm gonna tell you why here in a minute. I'll just tell you why right now. I'll just relate it directly to my career in the Navy. For those of you who never served any time in the Navy, or any military for that fact, but I know... in the Navy in particular, because I was in the Navy, it was like this. We changed job assignments and job location. We changed job assignments almost yearly and changed unit and location assignments about every 2 to 4 years, depending on what your specialty was and where you were in your career. You know, the typical corporate thinker says, well, that just means you went to someplace else to do more of what you already knew how to do. But that isn't how it works for a Navy officer. It isn't how it works at all. The fact is, when I showed up at my first squadron, the training I had received prior to arriving at the squadron was how to fly basic missions in my airplane. But my job assignment, beyond doing the mission flying, was to be essentially the janitor for the squadron, the head janitor. And I'm not putting that down. It meant I was responsible for maintenance and repair of facilities that, honestly, I had absolutely no training in what needs to be repaired, how often it needs to repair, what it takes to repair it, and any of that stuff. I knew nothing about it, okay? Nothing. I never had training in it, ever, all right? But it was my job. So I could have said, well, we called the commanding officer in an aviation squadron, Skipper. I could have said, well, Skipper, I don't have any training in this, so I'm not going to start doing my job yet because I have to do all this training first. And I'll let you know when I'm ready to start my job, okay? And I could have done that, and as a young officer, actually a commanding officer, I know as being a former commanding officer, you look for people to do stuff like that because that's a real red flag. If I had been the one who said, well, I need to do more training before I really jump into this, the skipper would have said, well, okay. And he would have bypassed me on everything. I worked as a division officer. I worked for a department head who worked for the commanding officer. So he would have just had my department head find other ways to get it done while I was too busy being worried about whether I knew enough to do what I was doing. They would have pretty much, you know, tossed me under the wagon, so to speak. They would have ran right over top of me and let me train myself till I puked. But I never would have become a commanding officer because I wasn't the one who took action. Now, in my case, I was the one who took action. I never said I couldn't do anything because I needed more training. In fact, I actually resisted going to training courses because I prefer just to do the damn job. And that's the way it worked. You know, you say, well, that's a simple thing. Well, maybe it's simple to you, and maybe it's not. So let's move forward in my career. After I finished my department head tour, well, let's not even finish the department head tour. Let's look at the department head tour. What was my job? As a department head in a squadron, my job was to direct and orchestrate all the maintenance of the aircraft. Now, do you think that my training was how to do the maintenance on an aircraft? I could tell you no. I mean, prior to being a maintenance officer, I did have experience as a division officer in one maintenance division, okay? They call it the avionics. So I knew basically how the folks who fixed the things like the computer and the radar boxes, I knew what they did and how they did it. But I didn't know how the rest of them did it. but now I was the maintenance officer. So I could have said, well, Skipper, I know I'm your department head and you count on me for this, but I need more training. I can't do this till I get more training. So you know what he would have done? Unlike the previous one, he wouldn't have told a department head to go around me to find another way because I was a department head. He would have just simply replaced me and found somebody who was willing to take action. Okay? Take action. In the Navy, you did not wait till you had training. You might come across some training that helped you out after you started your job, but you always started your job pretty much without a whole lot of training. After that department head job, I went and I became a tester and evaluator of communications and tactical networks, essentially the combat internet. I became the tester and evaluator of that. Do you think I had any training for that? The answer once again was no. So, once again, I could have said, well, I need more training before I start doing that, but no. The way it works was I just start doing it, and I look to grab training to enhance something I needed more knowledge in at the moment to make it work correctly, or to move myself ahead faster. But did I ever stop and not take action because I didn't have the training? All right. So you see where I'm going with this, and why am I going there? Well. The reason is I'll go back to kind of where I was. When I started my online, I was very eager to teach people what I had taught myself. I created lots and lots of training. If you go to my website, you can find all kinds of training. If you get my instant traffic cash flow system, you have all the traffic training available to you you could ever need, want, or desire. But believe me, even people that do that make up all kinds of excuses why they don't go out and advertise. But here's what I realized. I want to move people ahead, and coaching them online on digital products is good, and it's good to have that available in your library, but it's also the excuse people use to not do anything themselves. There are so many people that expect that by doing a training course that suddenly everything just starts taking action and things just start happening. And it doesn't work like that. And then they make the excuse they have to do more training before they do anything. And then they try it for a week or two, and then they have to do more training before they do anything else. And then they try that for a week or two, and never giving anything enough time to actually set itself into place and work. And they just go into this cycle of buy the training, try it for a week or two, buy more training, try it for a week or two, buy more training, try it for a week or two, and never, ever actually taking the action necessary to make any of it work. And it ultimately makes you a failure. It ultimately is the reason why I'm working from home and many of you listening are not. Because I just kept taking action. Action is the only course that is the only training that actually gets you where you want to be. Yes, I bought lots of training courses, and I use them much now. Actually, when I started, I didn't use them the way I did in the Navy. But once I figured out, I already knew how to train myself, how to move ahead. It was to take action and grab knowledge as I moved down the path. And once I started doing that, a lot of things changed for me. I was able to put my business together. I was able to build a traffic agency. I was able to move R Now and start building an affiliate marketing downline in network marketing, in things that are really, really important to other people. And it was because I took action. I wasn't going to stand there going, "Danger, Will Robinson, if you do that before you get trained, you will never survive." You know, that wasn't going to happen. I was completely the opposite. When I see you not taking action, I'm just thinking, "Danger, Will Robinson, you will never succeed." And there isn't anything closer to the truth than that. You got to stop thinking you need more training all the time. You got to stop thinking that you don't understand enough to do it. You got to start getting organized. You got to start remember the days. If you're still in a job, you probably have a schedule at your job of what you have to do each day. And if it's the same thing every day, well, you probably don't need the schedule anymore. You know what that is. But in reality, there really is a schedule. All right? Well, in your new business online, you need a schedule. And part of that schedule includes doing some training. But most of that schedule involves taking action, okay? Implementing things, putting things together, making things happen, testing them, trying them. They fail, figure out what went wrong, and making it and trying it again until you get it right. And doing some training every day, maybe an hour, maybe, you know, maximum 2 hours. Depends on how much time you actually have available, okay? So it's possible you could be dedicating more time than that to training, but I would not be dedicating any more than 2 hours to training, all right? Never. And trying to do 1 hour of training, even if it's a review of an old lesson. It could, but it's something that you do every day and you want to remind yourself, are you doing it correctly and where you need to be? But stop using, "I need more training, I don't know what to do," as an excuse. Organize yourself, damn it. Organize yourself. Put yourself together. Write a schedule. Write a daily schedule. If you're not willing to take the time to do that, you'll never remember what you have to do. Because how can you? You don't know what you have to do. So if you don't have a schedule, you can't change it. I mean, in reality, we used to plan our missions in the Navy. You go on a combat mission, you have this elaborate plan of how you're going to do it. You make the plan as simple as possible, but it was just a plan because nothing was going to stay the same. It was something to vary from. There were elements of it that would remain in place throughout the whole evolution, but in a combat mission, most of what you plan changed. Most of what you tried to execute had to be done somewhat different along the route as you mold it to circumstances. And you will have to do the same. But you cannot do that effectively if you don't have a plan to start with. Okay? So what is that plan? Well, it's like I said, you have to figure that out. I can assure you that it involves setting up your systems, scheduling time to do marketing and advertising, scheduling time to do training, and scheduling time to talk on the phone and meet with other people. Okay? Particularly in network marketing. If you can get on the phone and talk to people in your downline or trying to join your downline, you will have a better and bigger downline. All right? It actually doesn't matter what your business is. You have to do that online or offline. You have to get that scheduled together so you have some place to vary from, so you know when you got it right and you keep track of what you do and you hold yourself accountable to it. It's the only way you can know where you are and know you're making progress and actually take action without making that lame excuse that you need more training. I don't know what to do. I need you to hold my hand for me. Well, no, you don't need me to hold your damn hand for you, okay? You need to stop and pick the training you're going to do and stop jumping around, okay? All of us, we're all guilty when we go to build our existence online of getting tons and tons of training and jumping all around in different training. Well, you got to stop that, all right? Pick a path. If right now you got to the point where you know what you need to do, you're trying to set up your marketing and you want to do some marketing related to that training, then find the piece of that training related to it and only do that, okay? Now, you may need to learn, let's say you need to learn a little bit more about your autoresponder. So, dedicate time to doing that particular training, okay? Don't jump all around. Know what it is you're doing. Have your brain focus. Get in on it, okay? Take action in the right places. Schedule it. Stop making excuses. Stop saying you can't. Stop telling your upline guy that you have to hold you, that he or she has to hold your hand if you expect me to succeed. Okay? It isn't like that. It's your damn business. You take ownership of it. You are responsible for you succeeding, not your upline. Your upline sponsor is there to point you in the right direction, give you the right guidance, and help you if you are actually taking action. I have a rule. I won't help anybody who has taken no action. I will tell you when you join my downline. I will tell you exactly where to begin. We will talk. I will guide you. I will put you on a point. We'll figure out what your strengths are and then guide you onto that training to maximize that strength. But I will not do it for you. And neither will any upline. So if you think your upline sponsor is going to do it for you, then you should quit, okay? It isn't going to happen in any business, online or off, okay? No, your upline sponsor is a guide and a coach. And I, gosh knows, I have for my elite and VIP members, I have more training available to you than anywhere on this planet. All right. Even if you're not in my upline, if you go to my YouTube, like for instance, at the time of recording this, I just finished a 4-video series on Facebook marketing that takes you to advanced levels that most courses charge you $197 or more to do. And it's right there for free on my YouTube channel. That which is Web Traffic Pro, okay? youtube.com/Web Traffic Pro. I have all kinds of training there, and there actually is no excuse for anybody saying they can't figure out what to do. It's also why I use the products that I do, because I know they have the training. The 7-minute workout has the training for you to understand the program and how to use the tools. The Pure Leverage has in-depth training on how to use the tools and how to market and how to get traffic. And of course, I provide you my my $2,200 course so that you can use that in addition to it, because it has many things done in detail that are not taught elsewhere, and you always had it at your fingertips. You don't have to wait for it to be taught. All right. So, and I provide you just endless free training. All right. So that's what an upline sponsor does: provides you guidance, puts you on the right path, helps you when you're having a problem, but he does not do it for you. Okay. But at the same time, you cannot make the excuse that you have to do more training before you do anything. If you keep doing that, if you keep saying these two killers, my upline sponsor didn't do it for me, basically what you're saying, he didn't show me how to do it, or I have to do more training, then you're just a wuss and an excuse maker. You're not taking any action, and you will never get ahead. You will not be profitable in a week or two, most likely. It's possible, not likely. Most people, I was listening to a few interviews of people actually getting honest about how long it took them to become profitable online, and it reflects my experiences. Most, in reality, took 2 to 3 years to truly become profitable. It's possible to become profitable quicker. If you can follow direction and start taking action, it is possible to do that. With both Peer Leverage and 7-Minute Workout, I'll show you how you can start getting the traffic without having to know a damn thing. They're the only programs online that enable that to happen, which is why, another reason why I'm willing to market this product, because you can move ahead so much faster here than anywhere else. All right? Now, if you want to join my team, WayneShearer.com/go/fit for the 7-Minute Workout. And WayneShearer.com/go/pure leverage if you wish to join the Pure Leverage team. Obviously, I'm doing both because they go hand in hand. I would encourage you to do the same. Here's my recommendation. You join the 7-Minute Workout team first and get started. Become a customer of Pure Leverage just for the tools so that your business is complete right from the start. When you're ready and you start seeing how this works, then you also add the income stream from the Pure Leverage. That's what I would recommend to you. And that would be taking action. There would be no danger, Will Robinson. You'd have things right from the start. Okay? You would be on your way to doing what I'm doing, working from home. I'm coming to you from my home office in DC. I walk from my bedroom to my desk. I don't know what rush hour traffic is in one of the worst rush hour traffic cities in the nation. It's not the worst, but it's one of the worst. And I have no earthly idea what it's like out there anymore. And I love that. I just walk around my neighborhood. I walk from my bedroom to my chair. I walk and sit down and do my schedule when I want to. I change my schedule when I want to. I record these shows when I want to. I go on webinars when I want to. I get my training when I want to. You can do that if you quit making excuses and start taking action. Eliminate the danger, Will Robinson, and start taking action. Stop making the training excuse and get on the path to success. I'm Wayne Scherer. This is Being Your Destiny, and I look forward to seeing you the next time. Please submit your requests for special shows. I'll give you full credit for that on the show, and I'll see you next time. Whoops, I forgot to tell you where to submit it. support@WayneScherrerShow.com. support@WayneScherrerShow.com. Your input is welcome. Thanks a lot. Talk to you next time.